KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We open this hour's bulletin with good news for motorists. Traffic on the N3 near Spaghetti Junction is flowing again. A portion of the route was blocked earlier by vehicles linked to an ongoing taxi strike. The eThekwini Metro Police's Boyce Zungu confirmed this morning that truckers had parked their vehicles across multiple lanes on the busy freeway.
N3 incoming by Spaghetti Junction is blocked by taxis who are on strike, as well as M13 by 45th Cutting is blocked by taxis as well. Metro Police and other security agencies are trying to deal with the situation.
Yesterday, members of the Durban Long Distance Taxi Association protested along the same route over permit issues. The group's Becky C. Sensus has told us, however, that they had nothing to do with today's closure.
The taxi strike is still on. We haven't picked up anyone from any of the ranks. All the drivers who make long routes are involved in the strike, including routes to Mpumalanga, Secunda, Kwakwa, Ficksburg, Shai Shai, Mozambique, and even Eswati. We're not involved in the strike. We're at the taxi rank waiting with the passengers.
KZN's police chief says they had been tracking the movement of a ship from Brazil for weeks before yesterday's massive drug bust in Durban. Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has confirmed that cocaine with a street value of more than 80 million rand was seized from a warehouse on South Coast Road near the Bluff. Our reporter Lauren Hendricks watched the action unfold.
Police searched approximately 7 shipping containers that were lowered and placed side by side by a crane. They discovered the drugs weighing over 170 kilos concealed in 8 blue and yellow kidney bean bags marked with special stickers.
And they were packed on top of the container. So I guess it was going to be easy for the owners of those drugs, when the containers open, to quickly take the drugs out.
Mkhwanazi says they were keeping a close watch on the ship transporting the container until Saturday, when it docked at the Durban harbour. It was destined for Johannesburg.
The ship did not sail directly from Brazil coming to South Africa. It sailed at the beginning of November and it went to another foreign country, and from there it came to South Africa.
The police chief says the search isn't over.
Total of 10 containers. Thus far, it's one container where these goods come from. So that's why we're here.
Investigations are underway to find the traffickers. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban.
And a court in Vietnam says it stands by an earlier ruling that a property tycoon should remain on death row for fraud. Trung Mai Lan embezzled money from a commercial bank and was handed the death sentence for her crimes, totaling 27 billion rand. Tens of thousands of people who invested in the bank lost their savings. Lan submitted a handwritten letter to the appeals court asking for a more lenient and humane punishment. But a short while ago, a judge ruled that there were no grounds to reduce her death sentence for the masterminding one of the biggest corruption cases in history. Back home, forecasters say a heat wave with persistently high temperatures is expected over the northwestern and northern parts of KZN until Friday. 27 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 33, Maritzburg 30. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Leicester, they begin life under new manager Ruud van Nistelrooy tonight against West Ham United in the Premier League. If you missed it earlier, United will play Arsenal from the FA Cup third round draw. And the big news, Comrades Marathon has reached their 23,000 entry cap.